We're back on?
Is there not a general personnel policy for every department, or each department kind of separate?
Each department is separate, but there is an overall personnel policy for the county. However, we can't really control individual office holders except by the budget. That's the only way we can control them. Am I speaking accurately?
That's an accurate. Accurate. Jim, you want to sit in the big chair over here, the comfortable chair near the mic, for those who want to listen in?
Unfortunately, you have to sit next to me.
Oh, but I hope you took a shower sometime this week.
Saturday morning, maybe.
Saturday morning?
Saturday morning, yeah. Then you went all weekend.
I'm kidding.
You ready to start, Chuck? We're pretty close.
We're a few minutes early.
Call us back to order. Welcome, Jim. What's on your mind?
Well, thanks. Do I need to identify myself, or is this a recording or not?
No.
Okay.
Jim Eustace got you, Jim.
All right. Basically, I don't have anything that I think requires action on your part, but in the agreement we have with you concerning your properties, I think there's a clause that says something about that we're not to make any significant changes to the property without your approval. And we are doing some things. I don't consider them significant, but I thought just for the record to keep you aware of, and I'm not here to request any funding or anything. I'm just kind of saying we are making some changes that will be permanent unless we go back and undo them at some time in the future. One of the first things we did is that there was no alarm system, no security system, no smoke detectors or anything like that. So I did have a central alarm system installed, which includes, a monitoring 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by an outside firm, just like we have in our other buildings. And that's connected to both the fire alarms and the sheriff's department, if an intruder, that's all they. Now, we're not locking the gates, but the building itself, every entrance to the building has a security switch on it, so that if it's opened inappropriately, then it does sound an alarm. As a part of that, we did install smoke detectors and heat detectors throughout the building that would appropriately notify the fire department and sound an exterior alarm if that sounded. And of course, no sprinklers or anything. And of course, we just went ahead and did that, and that's done. That can always be removed.
Sure.
Okay. Another thing that's a little bit more substantial is that I hired one of my animal control officers, one of the newer ones that we hired, was a contractor at one time, just a general type contractor. And of course, as others, he's kind of going out of the business, but he still has the talent to do that. And so I've asked him to take a look at some things, and by using a couple of his friends as consultants, they've designed an air moving system. It's not a heat or cool, but it is an airflow system for that building that enhances the gas heat for the wintertime and also the exhaust for the summer using the existing soft fans and the existing heating. That does consist of a 5-ton air handler in each of the buildings.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just an air mover, it's not a heater.
So just you're creating circulation.
Circulation.
Okay.
And it will have some ductwork in it, and it will be exposed below the ceiling and down the walls to the height of those dividing walls of the kennel.
Okay.
So it'll move air, and it'll pick up warm air and circulate it, or it'll pick up exterior air and add some, and then exhaust that during the summertime. So
no filtration, though.
It's just an air.
You're just moving air.
Moving air.
Okay.
And I do have some specs, and we did get a guy from Mid-American HVAC to come in and look at it and made some recommendations to what Eric had designed,
uh-huh.
including he recommended we We increase the size of the trunk lines and that sort of thing. So it is being installed appropriately by that. Right. So and we're bearing the cost. That it's not an expensive. It's not like putting in air conditioner heating. It's just basically an air handler with ductwork.
Okay.
And he's doing as much of the work himself as he can.
Okay.
Sometimes he is coming in on his days off just so we don't take him out of the rotation as an animal control officer. So I wanted to make you aware of that. And then I have got a proposal from him to enclose that breezeway, the breezeway between the two buildings.
Uh-huh.
It's open on one end. It's kind of got a fence on the other. And on the end, that's just got the fence on, which would be toward the shooting range. We're actually going to put a wall with a couple of windows that can be opened during the summertime in there, but to stop the wintertime coldness. And on the open side, which is inside the fence, we're actually going to install a pull-down garage door.
Okay.
Because we feel like that we'll more than pay for that with the savings in propane during the wintertime by taking the draft out of the building.
And sure.
To me, it enhances the building, those doors, I've got two quotes. They will be installed by, we've got a company that does that installation, and there's a couple of quotes on that. And just for your information, that's not costing us big bucks, and we're able to swing that within in some funding that I had. We spent about $1,500 on the alarm system, security system, I think the overhead doors and that installation will cost us another $1,500. The doors itself are going to cost about $1,000 installed.
Sure.
With the Eric will do most of the other work. And then the cost on the material for that air handling and duct work is less than $3,000. So if you total all that up, I figure over a period of three or four winters, you'll make up that cost just out of operations.
Right.
Just making you aware of that, and I didn't know how you wanted that. I don't have any architectural drawings. I have the letter from the consultant on what he recommended on air handling units. And,
right.
And then the other, we just got the proposal from the installers of the door, and they're recommending how to frame it and that sort of thing for you.
Sounds all good to me.
Okay.
Don't know that we need any.
And no. We will be changing the external sign, but I didn't figure that mattered to you because it does need new telephone numbers and that sort of thing.
So right.
That'll just be that main sign that's on the building. And basically, we'll still carry the name of Taney County Animal Control Center, and then it just have the hours that we're open and closed. We're still open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. for the general public.
Okay.
And we actually have two people there every Saturday morning.
So okay, for adoptions and things.
Yeah, we have one that basically kind of, they both clean up for a while, but then by 10 o'clock, we want one of them clean uniform out front to greet the public. So we do have two people.
How are adoptions going out there? I hear that they're going...
Well, Jim, I haven't looked at all the statistics, but we met with that follow-up group just this past week
right.
that you and I met with, and I think the report that Stephanie had given me was that the month that we just ended, whatever that was, we had only sent like 35 animals over to
Carthage.
So, and they had picked up roughly 200. So, they have been.
So you adopted a whole lot more. Wow.
On that one month, and actually we have, of course, the local Humane Society is still trying to do some things, and we're trying to work with them. But actually, there's a couple of other animal rescue groups that are coming out and looking at the animals prior to Tuesday or prior to Thursday and selecting certain animals that they think they can adopt and are taking those out.
Okay.
And I don't know, but you're probably familiar with them. I think one of them may be from up outside of Ozark someplace.
Hmm.
But they're recognized groups that are doing that. And then we are posting all of the animals on that national website. Plus, we're working on having them on our local website.
Okay.
I heard them on the radio that they were announcing that there were animals available at animal control.
Yeah, the meeting that we had with what's her name that owns the radio station?
Scotty Earls.
Scotty Earls.
She got a hold of me on Wednesday, I think, and told me.
We were in that meeting, and the guy that works for her, that's our program director.
Is it Eric Marshall?
I think it's Eric. He has the morning. They're going to have it work out a process whereby Stephanie informs him, I guess, on some kind of daily basis of the number and descriptions of the pickups we did that day, and he's going to put it on the radio the following morning or twice a day.
Right. I know that they were excited to work with you guys, and then I think it was Humane Society. Bob Hules was in
there. Yeah, now Bob didn't. There was not a representative from the Humane Society at this last meeting, which I was kind of surprised. But
maybe it was an oversight. Was Dr. Parnell still there?
Dr. Parnell was there.
Yeah.
And he's actually offered, and I think we've accepted, his wife's going to come do some training with Stephanie and the staff out there on how to recognize. Actually, there's some exercises you put an animal through to eliminate the unadoptable ones. You do that right up front.
Okay.
And then more closely identify the ones that they feel like were adoptable, and we will work on extending the stay on those. And we're still looking at, with the right kind of relationship with Humane Society, maybe taking five of those holding units up in that very front and sort of making it theirs. But it really doesn't matter. I know Stephanie had and I had a long discussion on that. You know, it really doesn't matter what your maximum holding capacity is.
Mm-hmm.
On any given day, you can exceed that. You could have, I think we've got 50-something capability of holding 50. You could have 75 and you'd have the same problem.
Right.
Potentially. So, because she had, you know, she was concerned about what if I take five away that I don't have access to, then I only can keep 45 or whatever. And I said, no, it really doesn't matter. You can only hold what you can hold.
Right.
I used to run into that when I was running hospitals. All the doctors would want an operating room at 7:30 in the morning. And you know, the rest of the day you wouldn't need them. But, you could build 15, you'd have 15 cases. You could have 20, and you'd have 20 cases.
Right.
So it's that same thing. You can. So we're probably going to work that out, where they would actually take and they're offering to pay or help cover the cost of any extensions we have, which shouldn't be a great cost because you've had the basic cost the first 4 or 5 days, you have the first 3 days you have.
Get you guys at the commissioners up to speed. I was asked to orchestrate a meeting between, I may have mentioned that Jim Berry, because he was taking over the animal control, Humane Society, which is Bob Hules, is the president of the local Humane Society, Dr. Parnell, and then the radio stations, because they wanted to make sure that they were doing everything they could do as a public service announcements for adoptions. So that was the meeting that they're talking about, just from a transition. All these groups wanted to start helping, working together, which was... It gives you some flexibility that we maybe not had.
The radio spots sound great. I agree.
Yeah, they really do want to help the adoption. So
that's good.
Yeah, I've heard good things. So.
But officially, I just wanted to make you aware that, and if this format, I guess if we ever needed anything more structurally than that, we'd have to come to you anyway. But I just felt like that you needed to be aware of what we were doing to your building.
It's been, 60 days? We started September 1st?
September 1st.
Okay.
Sounds great.
I haven't heard any complaints about you guys, anything? I haven't heard anything negative at all.
Well, you know, you always have a few wrinkles when you start mixing people, but that's pretty well, as far as I can tell. I meet with them weekly. We have a meeting, an official meeting with all of them on a given day.
Good.
And then Linda and... Stephanie and Charles Avery, who is team leader of the three control officers, we meet separately too, just to be sure that communication is going.
This is kind of a detail, but you mentioned propane. Has that got worked out?
Yeah, we have
tanks lined out and everything.
Actually, the county got a bid on propane.
We did,
and y'all sent that to us, but we had already met with and. Actually, there was one of the companies that was selling the guy's propane cheaper than the other company was.
Yeah.
And that was the one that wound up getting the bid.
Okay.
And so the other company's tank's gone, and we've just got...
It's all worked out then.
And they actually emptied, there was some propane in that tank, and they transferred it. So it's, there's one company, and we'll probably have that done at least every other year or whatever, because we, on some of our groups, I don't know what how y'all work, but we'll, like on our auditors, you know, sometimes we'll ask for a 2 or 3 year proposal on something, just if there are significant changes. So
right.
We'll continue to go through that process. And I can't even tell you which one got the, but it was one of the ones that we're using anyway.
Farrell. Actually, I don't think it was.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I don't think it was.
Maybe not.
We had MFA on one and Ozark on the other one. And Farrell, which has been Town and Country, is the one that got the low bid, I think. But anyway, as long as you got it worked out, that's
well, good. I always thought it was...
Price was down from before, so that's a good
thing. It's all good there.
And they gave a 12-month price, I think.
Right.
The only thing you missed, Jan, was they've installed an security system, fire alarm and smoke security before you got here. What
just
else?
A quick question, and it's not did y'all satisfy Rick on
benefits?
The budget?
Please,
I think, Rick, you were satisfied, were you not?
Well, I'm sorry.
Well, regarding that question,
there was some paperwork out of it.
We had to take care.
You got that quote?
Yeah, I got that.
Good.
Yeah, we took a vote on that.
Okay.
It's all taken care of then. Yep.
I didn't see Rick back there. He just
walked in. Well, I mean, I've heard good things, so I'm glad you're heading it up and running with it. So
that's
wonderful.
So.
Well, good luck to you guys on all your others. All of you got your flu shots?
No. Are they available?
Well, your seasonal flu shots were available. You get those?
Yeah, what about the H1N1?
Well, you need to start with your season.
You get the H1N1?
Yeah, we started last week. Of course, the priority on those are school kids and pregnant
women. Those are the nasal live virus, right?
Yeah, but we also got, we'll get in.
Attorneys are right below, right next after pregnant women. It's children, pregnant women, and attorneys. So you should.
Well, actually, I'd be in a high risk group. Seriously,
we're due. We gave just in excess of 400 flu mist to kids in our first open clinic last. We had one in Branson, one here last Thursday, and then we have another clinic scheduled for this Thursday. But it'll still be the same group. But we do have the. Both the flu mist and the shots in this one. We're expecting about 1,100 doses in today or tomorrow.
And this is for who? Just for children? Or?
For children between the age of 6 months and 18 years.
Are you seeing a lot of cases actually reported H1N1? Or people aren't? I heard they aren't doing a lot of testing because they're expensive.
They're not testing that much now because, see, we're still ahead of the seasonal flu. We normally don't have seasonal flu this time of year.
Right.
And they've tested enough that the H1 is almost 100% of the ones they test positive for H1N1.
So if you're getting the flu right now, it's a good chance that you're...
99% chance that you have H1N1
right.
If you have the flu.
Right. What time are you starting on Thursday in Forsyth?
Well, it'll only be in Forsyth, and it'll be from noon to 6. We'll have all our staff over.
You might be out by 6 p.m., You might be out of...
Actually, we're making appointments.
You're doing appointments, aren't you?
We expect the appointments to fill up before then with the number of back. But
so I just have to call the office to make an appointment for 2 kids?
Yeah.
There you go.
And that should be on the radio. And
I think that's why I heard it was doing appointments and stuff.
Okay.
And we find that that's working so much better than that. There's some of the counties that are taking small doses of 200 or 300 and going to a school, and you know, you got 1,000 kids, how you gonna pick and choose?
Right.
Plus, we think the parents should take the responsibility of being there with them,
right?
Versus sending them.
On the reported deaths of H1N1 across the state, has there been very many? I hadn't heard, and
I would hate to quote Robert keeps up with all that, but there's been more than 10. I know I can't remember the exact number,
but it wasn't nearly like they thought, is it?
Well, it's been milder than we anticipated.
Just curious, I heard.
That's been the positive thing about it.
Right.
A lot of people are sick, but it's recovery seems to be fairly okay.
Hmm. Do the doctors have some of the vaccine around here? Or?
the doctors that we are not giving any shots to pregnant women. We send all of that to the doctors who are doing the prenatal, and there we want that doctor to make that decision with his client. There is a process whereby that if we have a Taney County resident who is seeing a physician someplace else, that physician will write an order and send it back to us for our nurse to give it. But we have to have the written order from the guy to provide prenatal care for them. And we are distributing some of the high-risk pediatricians and others have some of the vaccine.
Is it time for the next one?
Yep.
Thanks.
Sorry, thank Jim. Good, okay. Good to see you, Jim.
All good right. To see you.
Thank you, sir. Randy, come to the big chair.
Am I out of here or have you done this? Is it easement stuff?
It's just a change order. You can go, I think.
What I've got is change order number one for Coon Creek intersection project, and do you gentlemen have copies? I think they were supposed to send you all copies to review.
I read it on
the email. Okay, go ahead and review it.
It's on the dirt.
The biggest cost is going to be on the bad soil. Basically, what they're finding is mostly black silt type material in three areas, and all three of these areas are in drainage areas, one on Reba Brown property, that portion of it, and then Ted Brayfield property, and then also Sam Dixon. All of them is in the drainage areas. They're having to excavate deeper than what they should to find good soil to build on, so that cost there it's going to be about $53,403. There are some deducts on line items, and I'll let you review this.
Is the utility pole in that change order? What did you do with the utility pole?
No, the utility pole is not in that. Basically, Ron Daniels is working on that.
Okay.
We just need to acquire an easement from Steve Creedon.
So,
and we're doing a road change there. They're actually removing a pole that's in the way now, and we're going to set a new pole in the triangle piece,
right,
on the south side, and then set another pole farther to the west, which will take care of that.
Right.
That issue there should be able to. So,
were we able to on Creedon's to get a location that suited him?
Yeah, I actually met with Ron Daniels and Steve out there, and we had to get some more staking in place to be able to tell where a good location would be to also miss the new water line that was installed a couple of years ago, I think, and had the water guy there also, Jim Byron. So.
And Jan, just to let you know on this change order, just since you're out there in the audience, we budgeted this project for about 500, I think it was 500 to 750,000 what we budgeted, and this bid came in at 350, 360. Yeah. So even with this change order of 53,000, it's still well below what we had estimated the cost of the project.
Here you go. 362 was the
original. Okay.
Yeah.
Total will go to 415.
Okay. Yep.
I make a motion for approval of the change order number one.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries. Thank you, Randy.
Thank you.
Oh, there you go. Doctor?
Oh, yeah. What, any other reports or working today?
It's a good week to work. Hope they get a lot done.
They should be working today. I haven't been over there yet. There's work on the BB side that they can do. And the good thing about that side, they shouldn't run into this problem like they run on 76 side. I mean, it's a lot of fill going in, so they shouldn't have that issue on that side.
I know you would do this, Randy, but as soon as if you hear anything about the bridge project, whenever they start doing something, make sure you let us know.
Okay.
Would you make a couple of copies of that?
That's all we have, sir.
Okay, very good.
Did
next item on our agenda. Have you made up your mind?
No, I haven't. Have you?
I think I have.
Okay, well, we can recess and you can tell me.
Recess. Or you got something, Rick?
You guys have any more information with me? I called them about this. It was part of the other bill we paid. The other bill was legitimate, and this part of it must be legitimate, too.
Right, this is the expense. We did pay the other bill, and this is just the car rental of that expense. It just wasn't included in the first bill.
So it was included on the invoice I looked at.
The first bill?
At the bottom.
Huh. Oh, we just missed it.
It wasn't included in the total, but it was included at the bottom.
My question was, there's been a ton of folks work on fixing that problem, didn't charge us any more, yet they're charging us more. That's my
question. You know, Chuck, if you want to argue we shouldn't pay the whole bill, I'd argue with you. But if you're going to pay part of it and not pay this part, I can't see that.
What part? I'm lost on what part we paid.
We paid $1,223.75 to Henderson Engineering. And we just didn't pay their reimbursable expenses as well.
And the $1,200 was fits in the same category.
Maybe we shouldn't have paid that. But because it looks to me like that you know, if it was under warranty, they should have taken care of it. HMN would have had some responsibility there, but I, you know, that's if you want me to call them and say, hey, look, you know, we really feel like you should pay this whole bill. I'm glad to do that.
I just want to remind you, HMN did write off the last $6,000 or $10,000 of the bill, too. Just be done with it. But
9912 is the best way to get rid of it.
Okay.
Motion.
Just put it back. I would say this is put it back in the accounts payable. That's all right, guys.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank perfect. You. Recess.
Woo!
Danny, before you go anywhere, I went and spoke with the individual that you wanted me to.